You're listening to the IQVIA podcast, where we discuss ways to drive innovation in healthcare.
I'm sure, Farah, your experiences must be rich with the stories. Can you share with us what have been some of the challenges and rewarding experiences in your role dealing with the rare disease in the region?
So I have not been here very long in the region itself, but the challenges remain on the hurdles of increasing public awareness and healthcare professionals' education. And this is the main point for me. And without strong patient voice, patient advocacy, and interest from healthcare professionals, rare diseases could continue being the forgotten diseases. And this will feed into the vicious cycle of further lack of attention and investments. So to me, the rewarding experiences naturally have been firstly when our team in our company managed to obtain a first ever 30-minute awareness, educational and advocacy video from a UAE patient with rare disease. She was courageous enough to break the stigma and raise her voice on behalf of other patients. I am very proud of this achievement from the team. And secondly, a proud moment for me was when a top clinician in Saudi informed us that the disease we were working on is no longer forgotten. And this is through the various educational activities that the company has conducted. There are many other rewarding experiences, even in my short time here, and this includes the running of a rare disease registry for our disease area for the GCC. We included the UAE into a global clinical trial as a first, not just for our company, but for the rare disease area we were working on. And we have also supported genetic testings for our patients in the GCC, and this has greatly contributed to achieving a more accurate and faster diagnosis for these patients. But to me, the best and most rewarding of all is, of course, when we see patients' lives improving and also seeing patients and families smile.
That's so motivating. That's really so motivating and inspiring to hear real life experiences. And the voice of the patient is always pivotal in guiding healthcare practices and influencing research priorities, and also maybe enhancing the understanding of medical conditions to have a more effective and personalized treatment. And this is, I think, a priority when it comes to rare diseases. Looking ahead, Farah, what emerging trends or technologies do you believe will impact the future of rare disease treatments and management in the Middle East?
I think alongside the treatment advancements that we've mentioned before, I believe advancement and enhancement of genomic medicine in diagnostics will make the biggest impact. Many countries in the region individually have started implementing screening programs already. For example, newborn screening, premarital screening, student screening, and others. And these have resulted in really good outcomes. One clear example of success was in Bahrain, where through long-term campaign and screening programs, and this went on for between 16 to 18 years, they have managed to reduce the birth prevalence of sickle cell disease from 2.1% to 0.9%. So we can see how these initiatives are really bearing fruit to the region. However, I think that the gap remains, though, in the capability and the capacity for clinical genomic sequencing facilities locally. And we need to minimize the reliance on foreign labs, which again carries with it some limitations. And we need to also utilize the more cost-effective but more comprehensive sequencing via NGS, which is next-generation sequencing technology. Further, I do feel that adoption of artificial intelligence and diagnostic algorithms and family mapping will also increase the yield of diagnostic rates and in rare diseases in the future.
That's very important points you've highlighted, Fer, and absolutely. I mean, the increasing focus on these advancements of treatments and understanding of rare diseases, I think it will be a significant step towards better healthcare outcomes and enhanced quality of life for those affected by these conditions, and not only the patients themselves, but also their families. It's very important here to look at it from a different perspective, with the patient really being at the center. You've highlighted very, very, very interesting points. I'm hoping that this will be the way forward when it comes to the initiatives and the activities that are ongoing in the region. And what policy changes would you recommend to better address the challenges that we have already tackled and spoke about when we are facing when it comes to any rare disease?
Yeah, I think it is very encouraging to see that some of the policy changes taking place within the region, and we've discussed some of these already. For example, patient advocacy, genetic screening programs, public awareness, and healthcare professionals' education programs, access to innovative treatment, the development of centers of excellence, and also the region's encouraging and invitations for research investments and collaboration. I think several others that I think are important are about having national level strategies for rare diseases as well. And we also need to start establishing more regional rare disease registry, not just at country level, but combining it to share the region, especially when we look at ultra rare diseases and some of the rare diseases. We will have better data sets and better understanding of these diseases when we can combine the data across the region. Further, I think that we need to start developing and have policies around care infrastructures and organizations that can ensure the continuous and also holistic support for people affected by rare diseases. And by this, I mean not just in terms of medical therapy, but also in terms of social therapy and also support network for the people affected. Further, and more importantly, as mentioned before, the Middle East would really benefit from having cross-regional collective efforts and close collaborations together, especially on data sharing.
Yeah, your points are very valid. I mean, the recommendations highlight really crucial aspects that are essential for the progress in this field. Maybe to end with, what message would you like to leave with our audience, Farah, about the future of rare diseases in the Middle East?
I think I am an optimist in this aspect. I think, and it's also based on recent medical and therapeutic advancements, which have come so far in the past few years. I am really hopeful that there will come a time when there will be treatment or cure for all rare diseases. However, in the meantime, I do believe that the Middle East is committed to continue working together to improve the lives of patients and families living with rare diseases. So we too should continue to do this together.
Thank you, Farah. Thank you for these profound insights, and thank you for sharing your experience with us today. This was very inspiring, very motivating, and you've highlighted many interesting points that I think we all need to look at and implement in our future initiatives and activities when it comes to dealing with rare diseases. You helped us really navigate the complexities of rare diseases and point up on the hope that lies in the ongoing efforts. And as we mark Rare Disease Day, let's remember the importance of awareness, empathy, and continued research. It's definitely a journey of discovery, compassion, and hope. Thank you, Farah, and thank you to our audience for tuning in.
Thank you, Namrin. It's my pleasure.
You've been listening to the IQVIA podcast. Learn more about how we help our customers and partners accelerate innovation in healthcare at IQVIA.com.